Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is the Super Bowl.
Casey.
And then just because you told me to put the sparkles on my nail.
I'm sorry.
You told me to do the sparkles. I told you not to do the sparkles, and you told me to do it. It was pretty. And I said, let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey. And you said no.
That's the classic one.
Yeah, I want Craig and Push to reenact that scene.
Well, I want her to reenact. I want her to be in a car somewhere after that game, leaving some Packer party.
Just crying.
Well, there's no chance of that because I'm going to wear my sparkles this
week.
That's
right. Okay.
So they win.
That's a good point.
And I'm going to wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey.
And hopefully I get a couple more of these. Hopefully she brings that Asian dude she used to bring with her all the time. It's not going in there for some reason. Yeah.
Push harder.
No, it's not. No, that's not it. The Asian dude won't load.
Sucks when that happens, doesn't it?
Who's all in that car with her sometimes?
Oh, Leon, Ralphie, when he called that day, he was drunk. Yeah. The Asian, the crying Asian guy.
Yeah, the crying Asian guy doesn't load. And I can't find the other ones either, for that matter. All right. But yeah, whatever. I want to hear her cry on Sunday.
We filled up that car.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Good luck to your Packers. Good luck to your Chiefs, Craig. And
you don't mean that.
I don't mean any of it, Nick.
My son wants to paint his face.
Does he?
Yeah.
All right.
I hadn't even thought about the crying until that.
Yeah. Like, he'll cry all over the paint
goes
face.
Down. Yeah, it's gonna.
That's a tough part because when you watch your team lose, you're bummed, you're also a grown person. I remember my son crying a couple Steeler losses when he was younger. And that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. To see that. But I don't care if your kid cries Sunday. Actually, I do. I just don't care about other Chief fans. Yeah.
I'm trying to prepare him for the disappointment.
That's why they play the game. This isn't college. We're not voting.
Yeah.
They play the game.
For disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That part, too. And we'll be kind on Monday if you guys both lose.
No.
Won't we, Todd?
No.
Not a chance.
No, we won't.
Not a chance.
Todd didn't even back me on that one.
Nobody believed you, so he didn't have to.
Well, you could lose the Super Bowl, and then we wouldn't be kind. That'd be worse for you.
You're not kind when they lose on week one, let alone in the playoffs.
No, I let that weekday stuff go. I can't deal with that emotion during the season. Just the playoffs.
There's a lot of weeks.
Because you're right. Teams come back. You can lose in regular season, and you come back and kick ass. So,
look at the Titans.
Exactly. Perfect example. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you'll beat them this weekend, Nick. No problem.
I'm sure.
That Team of Destiny thing is done now,
I mean,
the Titans.
I mean, they're not going to be the hottest team in the NFL forever. Yeah.
They are hot.
There was footage of Derrick Henry at practice, like, going to stiff arm. They had, like, a...
Just knocking down
like,
buildings?
Some sort of head on a stick with a helmet, and he, like, knocked the helmet off of this tackling dummy. I'm like, oh, God.
That's in your nightmare.
Yeah.
It's Michelle Obama's birthday today. It is also Jim Carrey's birthday today.
All right.
I know you know who's older.
I want to say, oh, geez.
Wow.
Oh, I know exactly how Obama is, but I'm not sure. I think Michelle might have been a couple years younger than him. Because I think they went he was in grad school. I think she might have been in regular college, I believe.
Which puts her at what?
I would say she's 56. And I would say Jim Carrey is, well, once again, you always do these bits and are really close to each other. So I would just go with Jim Carrey being younger.
I was going to say Jim Carrey older.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jim Carrey older. Because I'm thinking Michelle Obama 56, 57, and Jim Carrey 58 or 59.
I'm going Jim Carrey older.
I think I'm going to lose this one, but only because I'm just going to stick with it for no reason.
Ace Ventura was a long time ago.
It was, and he'd been.
Nah, that was in Living Color.
Yeah.
He was also at the Comedy Store in the late 70s, too, so I'm probably wrong on this, so I'll switch to Jim Carrey.
Oh.
No, I switched.
I think he had his vote locked in already.
No, I switched.
No, nothing's locked
I worked it through my brain there. My pea brain.
Tyler, you are absolutely amazing. Michelle Obama is 56.
Yep.
Todd, you're pretty good. Jim Carrey is 58.
Winners all around.
Big win.
Well, not in life.
Well, yeah, we won the game. That's it.
We all won who's older.
Is it, how do you feel about playing being a regular player who's older now?
It feels good until I lose. Then it's going to be it'll be a rough day.
Are you
after
lost
that.
Yet?
I don't think
in
so.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah. It would have stuck, I think. I would have felt.
The amount of shame you feel when you lose is ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah. What's disproportionate?
It is. It's like me with gambling. I don't like winning as much as I hate losing. That's why I'm not a gambler. Same with this one. It doesn't mind me to win as much as I hate losing who's older.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, really just trying to avoid the loss.
Right. You'll lose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We take no joy in victory, but much sadness.
Much
sadness.
It's a healthy way to go through life.
Yes,
it's no way to go through life.
No, it's not. It's not.
So we don't have any more clips of the Packer clown car?
No, for some reason. The Asian remix guy's not showing up here.
Yeah,
because he's not loading, man.
Ken remembers that Ozzy Osbourne was also in the Packer clown car, and the Strokey reporter, the chick who was having some kind of severe migraine and spoke in tongues.
Yeah, there was a push load that car with a bunch of people.
Upon layer.
Yeah, it was the Asian guy.
Kept getting more crowded.
All right. No, I can't find it here. Asian guy remix, I'll try it again. But I can't find the other ones. But I know they were in there somewhere.
Oh, Lou Holtz was in there.
Yeah.
Strokey. Type in Strokey. With an EY.
What? Oh, Strokey. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like the song they play at the strip bars all the time. From Clarence Carter.
Strokey.
Oh, I hate that song.
I've been Strokey.
How many clips are in that system?
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've accumulated a lot over the years.
Okay, here's one. This might... Oh, man. Okay, hang on. I think I got it right now. I think it's me messing up here. But somebody else talks, so this doesn't sound as bad as this radio does right now. This is really brutal.
Yeah.
This is brutal radio.
It's riveting watching
okay.
you.
Yeah. Here it is. This is everybody, I believe.
I don't get
it.
Very heavy rotation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Terrace Chasen those for the bit. They had the pick.
I don't think there's a Packer fan in this clip.
No.
I think it's a Strokey remix. That's what he's thinking of.
I heard
the
no
stroke
girl.
Medley.
Yeah.
All right, stand by for Matt Eisman.
Oh.
That's going to be a minute.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
We're prepping him right now.
That's what we do. That's why we need a guest. We're talking amongst ourselves there.
Read a story, Craig.
Yeah. Matt Eisman. Pete Lee later in the studio.
Good. Well, a lot of us are not paying down our student debt, our student loan debt. Moody's Investor Services released a report that said that student loan debt totals more than $1.6 trillion. The amount of new borrowing is actually slowing, but it's not going down because about half of us are paying it back. Mm. About half of the people who borrowed money between 2010 and 2012 have made progress on paying down their debt. 11% just defaulted all completely.
How many are counting on Bernie or Elizabeth Warren to get in there and just wipe it out?
Well, they're wondering if that's not part of the deal, why people haven't stopped paying.
I would think so.
Is because they're hoping to get their student loan debt completely paid for.
But the problem with that is there's some bozo out there has a bunch of student loan debt that's not going to vote for those guys. They're going to vote for the Trump. and DeVos, it makes her family business is to make money off these people. Of your poor ass paying off your loans. Look into it. It's called facts.
Yeah. That didn't happen with this administration.
The education secretary is business, his family business is student loans taking money from kids.
But the government has been making money off the backs of students for quite some time
but
now.
But it's also a lot different now because, believe me, from a guy that looks up colleges and the first thing he clicks on is tuition. Oh. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You're not looking at pictures of the quad?
Nothing. The loan, loans your kids are taking out now. Are nothing compared to when you and I were in school, even when Puss was in school.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
I'm taking out more student loans every 4 months now.
There you go.
Yeah. That's right. You're continuing your education.
Yeah. Oh, that get the realtor job?
No, I signed up for this semester. I'm taking a gender communication and like a counseling theory class. Cause I'm like, I wanted to do completely online.
Okay,
so I'm like, oh, these will be pretty easy, and they're gonna be a giant pain in the ass. Yeah.
Love this dude. Very funny comedian, and he's also a great TV host, American Ninja Warrior. And the new show is called
Live Rescue.
All right,
it's on A&E, and we're joined by Matt Eisman. Welcome back.
Hey, Matt.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
What a pleasure. You guys are the best. So good to be talking to you again.
You know, Colleen was just here yesterday. She wants you back at the bone. When are you going to come back through the funny bone?
Listen, I got to get that on the schedule. I was supposed to come back in September.
That's right.
But then Live Rescue came up, and so I was flying to New York, so I had to reschedule. We just haven't found a day because Live Rescue keeps on rolling.
That's
so kind of chewing up my weekends here.
Well, that national TV stuff, yeah. Come on. Come back to the funny bone.
We were discussing
this. Listen, I'm not complaining. It was very nice. Yeah. But the Omaha Funny Bone is just a fantastic club.
And by the way, for people that...
So, yeah, I love that.
And I know there are a lot of people, because of your TV fame, that don't know. I'm sure you know this. That don't know you're a great stand-up. Don't even know that. You're a great stand-up.
You know, it is a little painful. I have to tell people, I'm hilarious. Yeah. I'm not doing comedy.
Yeah. I say it all the time.
Warrior is very earnest. Yeah. At Live Rescue, obviously, we're talking about, you know, sometimes heart attacks or overdoses. So you can't always be as funny as you'd like.
Well,
yeah.
You can't laugh.
Come through the comedy book.
And you can't obviously laugh during the word overdose like you just did.
Yeah, I've often wondered. We always ask this.
Yeah. You know, you're always very sympathetic. That was one of the things, though. You know, I was a doctor. So I was in the hospital. And there is a gallows humor because you're around that. When you're around it all the time.
Right.
Some of it is so heavy that either you laugh or you cry. So there are some jokes. But, yeah, you're right. When it's on TV, you try to be respectful because the show is often, you know, we're with people who are having the worst day of their lives sometimes. They've been shot or they've overdosed or they're in a house fire. So you want to try to be respectful.
Now, I haven't watched it yet, so give us a quick synopsis.
The first responders get to have their best day.
Give us a quick synopsis of the show, then.
Well, if you know Live PD, which is, you know, it's essentially Cops, but live.
Yeah.
That's our sister show. That's the one that inspired us. So every Monday night, we're in seven cities around the country. We follow paramedics, firefighters, and EMTs. They go around, and, you know, whatever happens, we are rolling live. And, you know, we've covered wildfires in San Bernardino, house fires in Patterson. We've had multiple overdoses. We've had shootings, stabbings. People having heart attacks. We've had people pinned in cars. I will say it's amazing.
Man.
Feel good TV.
It's feel good TV.
Oh,
there, Matt.
Well, it is. The good thing is we also show people helping them out. So you're right. It is a little bit of chaos. Chaos.
Are there ever situations where there's just nothing happening? I mean, for tape an hour's worth, how long do you got to sit there?
Yeah, so we go live on Monday night. We're in seven cities, but you're right. Sometimes, you know, nothing's happening or there's just some calls we can't show. And so we do have some packages that we've recorded from during the week. But we really are subject to whatever's going on. And I mentioned we had wildfires in San Bernardino, and it just so happened that literally as we're going live, the fire trucks were pulling up. And as we were wrapping the show, they put the fire out. I mean, and that was, you know, unbelievable timing. But you're right. Sometimes things happen, too early or too late. So
we had an incident.
We are always just kind of monitoring.
I'm not sure the exact TV show, because I wanted to talk too much in detail about it, because it did happen in our city. But a camera guy from one of these reality shows was shot during a police shot and killed probably 5-10 years ago.
It might have been Live PD.
It was cops.
Okay. In this town, and because he got into a shootout, the cops got in a shootout with a criminal at I think it was a fast food place. But the camera guy for the company got shot and killed. I mean, that's a dangerous gig. I mean, how do they protect people from that? Since you're on the
Well, God, I don't know. You know, we're fortunate that the Live PD obviously has to deal with that a lot more than we do. But there is. You know, the reality is, you're right, these first responders go into these situations, so the camera people, they're obviously trying to be aware of what's going on. And usually, for firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs, they'll go to shooting, but the only time first responders get cleared to come in after the cops the cops have to okay it and make sure the scene is safe. So hopefully it keeps a little safer. But you're right, they're in some pretty hairy situations. And, you know, I appreciate, look, I get to sit in the studio in New York.
Yeah,
so I definitely have the easier time. But yeah, these camera crews are out there, and you know, some of the fires they've been around, they're getting up there feeling the heat. I think we've had some camera equipment damage just from being that close to the heat. So yeah, it's intense. I didn't know somebody had been shot and killed. Now I feel terrible.
Yeah, you'll Google that and check out the story. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. But here's,
yeah,
they, now you're gonna stay from here on out. Now I'll just stay in the studio. I don't want to be out now.
Oh, yeah, listen, in Ninja Warrior, I learned my lesson. I, you know, tried the course. I broke my foot. I don't want to go out. I was in St. Louis earlier this year, and we cover that city, so the St. Louis Fire Department took me out, put me in fireman's gear, 70 pounds of gear,
yeah,
put me into their bird tower, and had me fight a fire.
Whoa.
And I will tell you, I hadn't been doing much cardio, and it was painful. Walking around in 70 pounds of gear in a room 600 degrees fighting a fire, I will definitely leave it to the experts.
Okay.
That's why guys have to train for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So was there a learning curve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Matt, was there a learning curve when you had to go to, you know, you're used to being a funny stand-up guy, yo, joke, 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 and then you have to be a host where you take, you know, I'm thinking of guys like Bob Saget and Penn Jillette and Howie Mandel hosting game shows where they kind of have to dial down the funny. Did it take a while to adapt to that?
You know, I think it, the probably, the interesting thing is you almost have a sense of what a show sounds like. So, you know, what hosting it. But yeah, I think, you know, on Ninja, there are times where I try to be funnier and they're like, hey, that was funny, but this is serious, so try again.
Okay.
And
got it.
You kind of get some feedback and where you can be funny. I think, you know, Live Rescue, the challenge on Live Rescue was that there are a lot of things that sometimes you can, you know, you can always find humor in, but you also have to figure out, hey man, you're talking about somebody's life here, so kind of knowing when it's appropriate, and, you know, we try to balance that. But at the same time, when you're seeing a lot of these heavy things, sometimes you need a laugh. You need something to kind of release the tension, because there are some, you know, real life serious things going on that we're covering.
So Monday night, yeah, sure. Monday night, laugh during the word overdose for me then on Monday night. I'm going to watch.
My God, I really have, listen, the show is dramatic. I don't want to make it sound like it's too somber.
I know, but
it is a fun show. It's, yeah, it's awesome to watch.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, we call it, we always called it cancer piano on Ninja Warrior, that soft music when you know something bad's happening. There's a lot more.
Matt Eisman, you can see him on American Ninja Warrior now, a Live Rescue Monday nights live. That's is that 9 Eastern? I can't read that. Yeah, 9 Eastern, right, exactly.
Yeah, 9 Eastern.
All right, Matt. Hopefully, get back to the bone soon, all right, man? We'll see you soon.
We're going to peer pressure you.
Hey, for sure. Hey, you guys, yeah, I got to say, you guys were the best. I really appreciated it. So,
thank you, Matt.
I appreciate you talking this morning and spreading the word on Live Rescue.
No problem, buddy.
No
see
problem.
You.
Anytime. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I saw him when he was in town at the bone.
He's
did
funny.
Did you see him? Did you open him for that weekend or anything?
No, I didn't.
He was, I mean, I hate to use the word clean.
I've heard he's great.
But he doesn't drop an F-bomb, but he made me laugh my ass off the whole time. So, you know.
He's a really nice dude, too, because he does a lot for he has arthritis, or he does a lot with that. And,
yeah, he does a lot
with
that.
We have a neighbor that their kid has that. And, like, he met with him before the show.
Oh,
like,
cool.
It meant the world to our neighbor. Cool. Yeah, nice dude. I love the cancer piano.
Yeah.
All right, Michael on the Facebook wants to know.
We should have played that when Craig talked about his cancer.
Why do you guys?
He would have hated us.
Just like the Chiefs so much. Just being inquisitive.
Well, I will tell you. No.
It's
not
Nick.
The players, not the fans.
No.
No, it is the fans.
Oh, it is the fans.
Yeah.
It's not the players. It's not necessarily Nick.
And by the way, there are Dick fans in every stadium. Yeah, I always get emails about that. I saw a Steeler fan yelling at somebody. I get that. I've had real bad interaction with Chief fan in Arrowhead. When two drunk 40-year-old guys, when actually 35-year-old guys, want to beat up me and my 75-year-old dad, and legitimately were about to beat us up until the one guy had cooler heads said, dude, let's just move, you know, because the Chiefs just beat the Steelers, and our crime was walking to our car after the game.
In Steelers gear.
I also have an indelible memory of a drunken Chief fan.
Right.
Getting into my stepson's a Bronco fan.
Right.
We were at a Chiefs Bronco game in Arrowhead, and there's a drunk Chief fan getting in the face of my now then 12-year-old stepson.
Right.
So That's why.
Yeah, but also, I'm not a Chief fan. Yeah. I mean, I'm a Steeler fan. They're in the AFC. They play each other all the time. I've never been a Chief fan. I got buddies who are Chief fans, a couple of mine from Pennsylvania. I know a couple guys out here. They're really good friends of mine, including Nick now, obviously. And I just don't like the Chiefs. Chill out.
Yeah, but why?
I'm not supposed to like your team because you want me to like your team.
And if you're an NFL fan, there's one
you
team.
You hate teams.
There's one team that you love. There's maybe a dozen or so that you can take or leave, and you just hate the rest of them.
But believe me, if the Chiefs play the Packers, I'm the biggest Chief fan in the world in 3 weeks or 2 weeks. I am.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come to that.
And let me in your gang for the weekend, you know? I'll feel dirty.
I say, you want to bang the drum?
But if that happens, and it's only because of Puss.
See, the part you guys leave out of those stories is the fact that Ed and the 12-year-old are always starting stuff. Those guys are always picking fights, always lipping off.
Yeah.
It's always their fault.
Yeah.
You leave that out of the stories.
And I've had other instances down there. I don't want to go down to see the Steelers in Kansas City anymore, but...
As a Chiefs fan, I want to go there next year because the Patriots are going to be in town. My oldest son's a Patriots fan, but I'm worried about him showing up in Patriots gear.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it was this season.
And he's not a kid anymore either.
No.
I mean, by then he'll be 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last season, the Vikings were an Arrowhead, and had I not been educated by a Chief fan before, I probably would have wanted to go to that game. But since I see how they treat the fans of the opposing team, I had no desire to go.
Yeah, and we've had,
I don't need that.
We don't dwell on this, but we've had calls about bad Chief fans for 26 years, so... I mean, they are out there.
Oh, yeah.
And good Chief fans should know that.
We could feel volumes.
A lot of you guys are good Chief fans that don't beat up strangers.
Hey. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
We could write a 10.
I'll tell you who I don't hate. I don't hate Mahomes. I don't hate him. I think he's a likable character. I really do.
I love him.
Yeah. Of course you do.
No. Yeah. You wait 30 years for a quarterback.
But this all being said, I want a Titans-Niners Super Bowl. That's what I want.
At least the Niners.
Right.
Come on,
definitely Niners. The Niners, right. Yeah. I could take a Chiefs Super Bowl. Because watching them losing the Super Bowl would even be better for the show. Well, look, I'm thinking about the show. Nick will be so depressed.
My heart's getting ripped out either Sunday or two Sundays from now.
Maybe not. It's maybe coming. Maybe you're going to win it all.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to win it all.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.